Thank you, Chair. Chair, in our contribution, South Africa supports the proposals made by Brazil to replace the term state agencies with state authorities. So we will outline the different sub-articles in that regard. And as a question to the legal experts, we'd like to inquire on whether the term state agencies is commonly used in international instruments, and in this regard, whether they have any examples for this. With regard to like the textual, to the proposals to some sub-articles, in 7.1, we would like to support Brazil's proposal to use state authorities. And the same as, and then in 7.2A, we support Brazil's proposals of affected persons and communities. Great. And then 7.2C, we support the proposal, Brazil's proposal for state authorities. 7.3, we support the proposal made by Palestine. Thank you. There. Yes, there. And then in the 7.3ABC proposal from Egypt, it's at the bottom, we support A, B, and C. Then if we move to, can we please go back to the proposal by Egypt in 7.3B, at the bottom, the proposal by Egypt. And then in B, we would like to also add at the end of, to say avoiding gender and age stereotyping. Thank you. And in 7.4A, we support the proposal made by Colombia to end at remedy, yes, that one, because in our view, we find the list a bit too prescriptive, and for some states to give effect to this, it may necessitate, in our interpretation, a wide-ranging amendments, including in the national legislature. Some of it may also include, in our case, constitutional implications. In 7.4B, we support Brazil's proposal of state authorities. The same as 7.5A. And in 7.4B, we have 7.4B. Oh, apologies, 7.5B. Sorry for the confusion. We've already been added. Thank you. You're ahead of us. Thank you.